It is time for us to bring in Mike Causey and Chuck Sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I wake up this morning and I see, I always forget what my football picks were, but I do remember that I picked San Francisco or Philadelphia.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
I didn't pick
it. You had Baltimore, New Orleans, and Buffalo.
So I did okay then.
Yeah, you won all three. I lost. I had San Francisco.
Oh, because I woke up and I said, damn. Well, anyways, once again, it proves what a weird product the NFL has. I'm sorry.
Damn product.
The Giants were pace for pace with Los Angeles, which was just a joke. I kept tuning in and out of that game, and I kept tuning back in thinking I'd see 21-7, 39-0, didn't. But they should just right now cancel the NFC East. Cancel it. First place team is 1-2-1. Second place team is 1-3. Third place team is 1-3. The last place team is 0-4.
Yeah, but they start playing each other, so somebody's going to win.
It's just a sham. It's just horrible. We, you know, divisions have their ups and downs. This is absolutely just horrible. Horrible. The Cowboys, Cleveland put up 49 points on them.
Did they?
Yeah, 49 points. in Dallas.
Well, what are you going to do?
What a weird, just weird. All right, well, we have Monday Night Football that we have to get to.
Oh, we do? Who's playing?
There's actually two games tonight.
What?
Well, because one of the games was
Fig Newton had COVID.
Yeah. So you've got, we'll start off with the Patriots versus the Chiefs at Kansas City. I got to take Kansas City.
Yeah, tonight's the downfall of the Fig. Yeah. He starts losing tonight, and there will be trouble up in New England.
All right, and game number two is the Falcons versus the Packers at the Packers. And the way the Packers are playing, I'll take the Packers.
Me too. Yeah. We're staying step for step.
Yeah,
we're both 15-5 too.
So that's that. But now let's get on to the first of all, the Preakness was held this weekend, right?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Great race. None of my horses ran. That's for sure. Art Collector, 1,000 Words, they all tossed it. It came down between the filly and the Kentucky Derby winner, Authentic, in a real nice stretch run. And Authentic got ahead of her, and she fought back on the rail, which wasn't a great place to be, and got the job done in the fourth fastest Preakness in history. And it wasn't a real speed favoring highway. Swiss Skydiver's probably the most consistent three-year-old in training this year, albeit that she's a filly. She is a real special type of horse. She beat the boys yesterday in the Preakness. The last filly to do that was Rachel Alexandra. She's a special kind of horse. Kenny McPeak has a big horse here. And the way that the older division with the Colts and Geldings is, the best horse in training right now is Monomoy's Girl. She's a mare now. And she's going to the distaff. Kenny McPeak said he's going to the classic with Swiss Skydiver. He thinks that the mile and a quarter distance is probably her best distance. She's only run it one time in the Alabama, and nobody's going to argue with that. She ran her lifetime best buyer in that, and she won by three. And these boys have a lot to be desired. There's no standout. There's no one that good. People are going to say, oh, well, 'tis the law is the greatest. We'll see. I mean, she's going to go to Keeneland, where she ran a decent race to Art Collector in the Bluegrass off of the weird spring that we had. Now that she's getting some more consistent type of training, she's a real good horse. She's a freak, and I don't say freak a lot. Really, really nice race on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to her. I hope McPeak does put her in the classic, and I hope she wins.
All right, moving on to baseball, Oakland and Houston at 4 o'clock today, the Yankees and Tampa Bay at 8 o'clock.
The Yankees
tonight.
Get to play at 8 o'clock again. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
if you look at the schedule throughout, and tomorrow there's four games, the Yankees play at 7 or 8 o'clock every night. I mean, this is garbage. It's absolute garbage. Why can't anybody else play at 7 o'clock tonight? The poor Atlanta Braves fans, they haven't seen a game start later than 2 o'clock the entire playoffs yet. It's really ridiculous. It's sickening. It makes me sick that the Yankees are the golden team that gets to play at 7 or 8 o'clock at prime time every night. I hope they get swept by the Rays for that reason alone.
Well, I just look at it this way. With all the teams that are playing, okay? And all the networks that can carry them.
You can put every game on at 8 o'clock and see what happens.
And then let the people go where they go.
Yeah, let them watch what they want.
And you know what? As baseball, you would rule the night. Can you imagine if all the games were played on the same day and they all went off, so they were scheduled to go off as evening games on different networks? Do you know how baseball would rule the ratings for that week?
The Atlanta game and the Tampa Bay game, I won't call it the Yankee game because I hate them. The Atlanta game and the Tampa Bay game should start at 6:30 Eastern time. And this way the two West Coast games, well, they're all on the West Coast, but the West Coast fans with the A's and the Dodgers, that game should start at 9:30 our time so that they can see it in prime time. That's the way this lineup should be. They're both on two different channels. Fox Sports 1 and TBS are carrying the games. You only have to show two games simultaneously. If you show all four at the same time, then the West Coast is in a disadvantage, and they shouldn't be. Every game should start at 6:30, East Coast, West Coast, same time. One, you got Fox Sports and TBS on one, and then you just go to the other one. And both channels have rollovers where if the game goes to extra innings, they can start showing the other game on another one of their sister channels.
Yeah.
Perfect setup. Why don't they do it?
No, you're right. That's
Who is going to watch the Braves today at 2 o'clock?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Again, on the same token, people on the East Coast want to see the Dodgers play. Who's going to watch the Dodgers game when it starts 9:45 tonight?
Yeah. No, it's stupid. It's stupid. It is. You're right. It's dumb.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. You have enough networks to carry this so that everybody could see the game that they want to see. But we can't do it. It's absolutely pitiful. Absolutely pitiful.
And on top of that, you have two NFL games tonight.
Today you only have two baseball games, and they still can't get it right.
That's exactly.
The A's are playing at 1 o'clock their time.
If you were to tell me that you had two baseball playoff games on tonight and two football games, I think what you'd see come rating time, that baseball far outpaced football.
Yeah.
Far.
I mean, let's look at today for 1 second. Why are the A's playing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at their at our time? Why aren't they playing 11 o'clock their time? It's a joke. Nobody's going to watch these games that are early. You can't. I mean, unless you don't have a job. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Bad job by Major League Baseball, and they continue to do it time after time.
Well, I would say that what makes it even worse now is now they have the technology to run the games the correct way with all the networks.
Yep.
They have the technology, and they don't do it. They don't do it.
There's no reason for them why they can't do it. Absolutely zero reason. And I feel sorry for these people. I mean, the Oakland A's fans, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, where are they going to watch the game? Where are they going to watch the game? And then tomorrow, same thing, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Why? Why is it? Why do these people have to be penalized where they can't watch their team play?
No, I agree with you 100%. I agree.
And it's not like you can go to the game. You have to watch it on TV. So why can't you accommodate these people?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Bad job by Major League Baseball again.
And the networks. Both of them together in cahoots for some reason.
Yep, no doubt.
All right.
Well, Evil Media.
That's right. Okay. All right, Mr. Evil Media. We'll check with you tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.